As an introduction, we are going to have a brief chat about POPIA and the requirements for compliance with that. Firstly, unfair discrimination against persons with disabilities is prohibited both in terms of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa and the Employment Equity Act. The purpose, or the main purpose of the Employment Equity Act, is to promote equity and diversity in the workplace. The inclusion of persons with disabilities is imperative to achieving a truly equitable workplace. But as we all know, there's also a business case for diversity and inclusion in the workplace. With the introduction of POPIA, the Protection of Personal Information Act, employers must now consider the manner in which they obtain information pertaining to persons with disabilities, including the manner in which the information is stored and later destroyed. With me to discuss some items in relation to POPIA is a colleague, Jordan Losser. Jordan, I'm just going to ask you one or two questions in relation to the applicability of POPIA since July this year. Firstly, how does POPIA, what is the relationship between the application of POPIA and persons with disability in the workplace and their processing of their information by employers?
Thanks, Bongani. So disabilities would fall under special personal information. Special personal information processed by an employer might typically be about an employee's physical or mental health as part of medical records, records obtained as part of a pre-employment medical questionnaire or examination, and sick leave records. So, like I said, an employee's disability would therefore constitute special personal information.
Yes.
Bongani, in relation to the special personal information, when can an employer process such information?
So, special personal information belonging to a data subject who might be an employee or job applicant that has disabilities cannot be processed by any employer unless POPIA is complied with in the processing of such information. And here, processing generally includes the receipt of such information, the retainment of such information, and perhaps the disposal of such information by an employer. In order to be to process such information in compliance with POPIA, any employer needs authorization or consent. General authorization is required, or specific authorization in some instances. An employer may not process special personal information without the informed and specific consent of the data subject, unless, for example, the processing is necessary for the establishment or the exercise or the defense of a right or obligation in law of such a data subject, or the information has already been made available in the public domain. The regulator under POPIA may also authorize the processing of certain special personal information if it is in the public interests or subject to appropriate safeguards that he may set. The employer may also rely on any of the listed exceptions in POPIA itself, which are a number. And quite interestingly, an employer may, without consent, process special personal information of a data subject regarding their health, if it is necessary for the administration of retirement funds or medical schemes, or to if it's necessary to integrate or support such employees who may be entitled to incapacity or ill health benefits. Right, on to the next question. Internationally, blanket consent provisions are not permitted, we know, Jordan, but when does an employer obtain consent for the processing of disabilities as special personal information of a data subject?
Thank you. So, we all know that all persons have the right of privacy, and therefore, no one is obliged to inform the employer of a disability or impairment. However, should the impact of this disability be such that reasonable accommodation is required by an employer, it will be to the advantage of the data subject, and in this case, an employee, to disclose their disability. So, as I had originally indicated, special personal information is regarded as records obtained as part of a pre-employment medical questionnaire or examination. This sometimes refers to the medical testing or psychometric testing that employers adopt. And this testing would ordinarily be done, as I'd indicated, at a pre-employment stage, so therefore a recruitment stage. And it would be necessary at this recruitment stage to then obtain the informed and specific consent of the data subject or the potential employee for such special personal information to then be processed. And then for those employees who are currently in the employ of a company, this consent can often be obtained via the company's policies, alternatively in employment contracts. But similarly, specific and informed consent would be required. So Bongani, I think the main point to stress here is that a blanket consent for the processing of someone's personal information, specifically the special personal information in relation to disabilities, will not be sufficient.
Understood.
And then now moving on from this whole recruitment stage, when recruiting through recruitment agencies, Bongani, is it the responsibility of the employer to ensure that the recruitment agency has obtained the necessary consent?
So the simple answer to the question is the obligation placed on employers who are recruiting through recruitment agencies, Jordan, is limited to ensuring that the employer itself obtains the specific and informed consent of the data subject, who might be a job applicant in this case, from the data subject themselves. So that obligation applies even in relation to information about the data subject that is to be obtained from a recruitment agency. However, noting the risks associated with non-compliance with POPIA, I would advise that a diligent approach be adopted by employers to ensure that not only do they get consent for themselves to obtain the information from the recruitment agency, but that they obtain some information or some confirmation from the recruitment agency, that the recruitment agency itself also obtained the information from the data subject to their specific and informed consent. All right, and then moving on to the next question, disclosing information pertaining to persons with disabilities in terms of the Employment Equity Act reporting requirements and POPIA considerations. Can you explain here, just very briefly, Jordan, in relation to the relationship between the Employment Equity Act and all it requires in relation to the protections and the information of data subjects who are people with disabilities, and the relationship between that and POPIA. What is it, if any?
So this question is quite an extensive one, and I could go on for quite a while in explaining these different relationships, but just to keep it quite short and simple, when collecting personal information, it must be for a specific, explicitly defined and lawful purpose relating to a function or activity of the employer in the employment context. The employer must inform the applicant or an employee or how we have been defining it as the data subject of the purpose for collecting this personal information. Where an employer collects information pertaining to an employee's health as part of an incapacity inquiry, as envisaged in Schedule 8, of the Labor Relations Act, the employer cannot use this information for any other purpose except for that for which it was collected. So that's just an example of where this collection of special personal information in relation to this disabilities would be applicable. So therefore, the employer cannot process or disclose the information except with the consent of the employee or as required by the law. And then information regarding a data subject's health can be processed if necessary for the implementation of the provisions of the law or for the reintegration of or support for workers or persons entitled to benefits in connection with sicknesses or incapacity. Employers should be guided by the 8 conditions for the lawful processing of this personal information and only require data subject to disclose the information which is relevant and which is necessary to achieve the purpose for which is being collected. The provisions of Section 30 and Section 61 of PIA also become applicable in respect of the access to health or other records. So that's another angle that employers have to just be mindful of. And then in relation to the prohibition on processing personal information concerning a data subject's health, there are certain exceptions where this prohibition doesn't exist in relation to certain individuals and or organizations or institutions. So that's another area where an employer has to be mindful of these exceptions. And in relation to the Employment Equity Act, I think it's really critical for employers to note that when employees have disclosed their disabilities or have given consent to the employer to process the special personal information in relation to their disabilities, this cannot be used in relation to the employment equity. This cannot be a point of discrimination against the employee. So that's where the employment equity then comes into effect.
Understood. So the EA remains applicable.
Yes, 100% it does.
All right.
Then, Bongani, I think from basically what we've discussed, if you can just, you know, in considering everything, just give a few recommendations in how to put all this information into practice.
All right. So the first thing that I would highlight for employers out there is that obviously the President of the Republic of South Africa proclaimed POPI's commencement date as 1 July 2020 this year, subject to a grace period of a year to enable employers to put in place their compliance mechanisms until which will run until the 30th of June 2021. So what basically this means is that employers have until 30 June 2021 to put in place all the compliance mechanisms they need to ensure compliance with POPIA. So that's the first red flag. The second thing that I would advise is advise employers to develop their company policies in respect of compliance with POPIA. So in the policies, they need to set out all the rules and regulations and the terms and conditions that are applicable to POPIA compliance by the company in relation to either its employees or job applicants as data subjects. I would also advise that the employers appoint information officers, and the Act, POPIA, distinguishes between public bodies, companies which are public bodies, and companies which are private bodies. In relation to public bodies, there's an obligation to appoint an information officer and or a vice or deputy information officer. In relation to a private body, if you do not opt to appoint a specific information officer, the head of the institution or organization is considered for purposes of POPIA to be the information officer. I would also recommend a lot of training of employees around the lawful processing of personal information in terms of the 8 principles of lawful processing contained in the POPIA Act, and to ensure continuous monitoring of compliance, because this is definitely not a once-off tick box approach. Thanks, Jordan. I think that's probably all that we can recommend right for now in relation to POPIA and compliance.
Yes, thank you, Bongani.
Thank you.